I got the Kinetics folks to actually come on the air with me and talk to me about Kinetics in COVID times. So, hey, are you there, Rick or Veg or whatever your actual name is?
Yeah, Rick's here, a.k.a. Veg, doing great. And we got Top Cop with us. Say hello. Yep.
John Luis Wacko, Top Cop, and El Presidente.
El Presidente and Top Cop. We got the full clown shows coming through. Not clowns. You're respectable.
Yeah, we're not clowns.
We're just clowning around is all.
That's right. Yeah. This is what we want.
Fun.
Port Townsend needs more of it and has needed it. So, hey, can you guys give us, like, what's the how long have we had a Kinetics sculpture race in Port Townsend, and is this where it began, or did it begin somewhere else? Give us our listeners who don't know what Kinetics is the background.
Go for it, Rick.
Okay. Started in California, Arcata de Ferndale, in 1969 by Hobart Brown, and it blossomed into a worldwide thing now. It's Port Townsend started in 1983, been going every year since, except this year is the first year it hasn't run.
Isn't that amazing, man? This was like the first year for not doing so many things. Were y'all involved? Is it 83 you said? Were y'all involved in it back then, or is that before your time?
Before my time, but John has been here since when?
1991 was my first race.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So pretty close to the beginning.
That's pretty close. Yep.
I just loaded up the website and it's the race countdown: 52 weeks, 21 hours, 45 minutes. God, that's got to be a little depressing to see that. And I mean, God, but you've known for a while it wasn't going to happen. Tell us what it is, because you know when my favorite part of explaining.
Gotcha.
The Kinetic sculpture race to people is how it's scored, you know, and who the winners
gotcha.
Are. But you know, give us the whole, like, why?
Well, the whole thing is about mediocrity and for the glory. The best award is awarded to the team that comes in dead middle. So, you know, it just happened.
I love it.
There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of artwork. There's amphibious and all-terrain vehicles, human-powered, mostly bike stuff, but there's some strange contraptions that people come up with and amazing artwork, sculptures that they come up with. And it's 2 days now, and you got to go over the water, go down there by Union Wharf and back to the Maritime Center. You've got to go through the mud at the fairgrounds, and it's often very impassable. And a little bit of road and hills and the sand down at Fort Warren Beach. And there, of course, is the ball on Saturday night. And that's, to me, one of the saddest things. We're not having the ball.
Yeah, because you can't do that ball over Zoom. You probably Zoom me. You know, y'all should have tried that. So for people that don't know, the ball basically, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, but you crown the Kinetics queen, which is spelled K-W-E-E-N. And the queen becomes the queen because she just bribed the judges extensively. Not necessarily with money, right?
She gets on stage to having done that, but then it's a runoff between three contestants. And the crowd noise actually decides who the queen is amongst those top three.
Ah, okay. So you have to bribe to get your way on the stage, but you're one of three potential queens that could have made it on the stage due to bribery.
Right. And then you got to bribe the sound guy, say.
What?
You have to tell a joke, you have to give a recipe, and show some talent.
Wow. Well, what kind of recipes usually are given?
Non-edible, I think.
Yeah. Well, some are drinkable, perhaps.
Oh, that's right. Drinkable.
So wait, and you have to. So Walter Harris, the sound guy, is getting bribed every year extensively as well.
It was a year where there were some shenanigans, perhaps. It's unknown.
Man.
But it's since been dealt with in an appropriate manner.
So it's a real, kinetics is a lot like real life then, I guess we have to say.
That's, yeah, chaos. The chaos part of it?
Yeah. Chaos and buying your way to the top.
Bribing your way out of trouble, too. I mean, the bribes are part of the affair, and people do, sometimes maybe they're more of a guideline. I don't know.
So
the rules are meant to be bent.
I hear that. And
Twisted.
Let's get back to the sculptures themselves. People, you have a theme, right? That you announce a theme.
Yes.
And then what was this year's theme going to be before we were so rudely interrupted by COVID-19?
Cook-off.
What
kinetic
was that?
Cook-off. Kinetic cook-off.
Kinetic cook-off.
With a K. Cook with a K.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. There was a nice poster John did. I don't know if it's up on our website, maybe.
I think it still is.
Oh, I think I see it. Yeah. It's got a mask and a chef's thing. And then, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, everyone has masks in it, so it's like maybe you thought that maybe there was a chance.
Yeah.
We had to add that on.
Oh, yeah.
That was added upon the closing, because there was a non-mask version for the event, but then we needed to update it to the times at hand, of course, right?
Oh, man. Well, did anybody build a sculpture, or they did anybody go through and do it anyways? Or
well... People, we had a teddy bear contest, and there were people who decorated and took teddy bears out for adventures and pictures and videos. And so we're having a little contest with teddy bears.
They'll be on Facebook, too. People can see some of those on Facebook.
Yeah, they're up there now.
You had a teddy bear contest. So
indeed.
Making
a
Well, yeah. Are we going to give out a prize? Then there's like a kid category and an adult category. And there's some prize money and some local swag.
Wow.
Transport.
That's wow. That's so cool. I have to find these. So we're they all in the cook-off K-O-O-K theme, the teddy bears? Or could people just use their drawn all their deep kinetic art forms?
People do what they do. Sometimes they're theme oriented. Sometimes maybe you gotta stretch the theme in your mind.
Yeah. Is the Kinetic Sculpture Race the best festival that Port Townsend throws, would you say?
Oh, of course.
Indeed, for me. But they're all great.
No, I mean is it the weirdest?
Well, we got Strange Brew Fest, but we don't got Strange Brew Fest this year, but that's another good strange one.
And this is kind of, I always thought of Kinetics as like, this is when Port Townsend is like done with the high season, the major festivals have ended, and it's like, phew, yes, the weirdos can come out again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's we're back. We're back. We're still here. We survived.
All right.
I love that aspect to it. So nobody's got any. I haven't seen Aragorn and Ujana riding their sculpture around. You know, I haven't seen any like test runs or anything. And I know that Amber's. I haven't. You know, usually by now I would have seen a lot of different designs and final products, right?
Yeah.
And would it have been this weekend or would it have been last weekend that was Kinetics?
This weekend.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even
in October.
Okay, there we go. I didn't even think about that until you know, I didn't realize that until now. So this is perfect timing to talk about you had the teddy bear contest. Was there anything else happening this weekend? You know, there's obviously no Zoom ball on Zoom, although I do think you should try doing that because according to Rob Connor, it's really fun to get drunk with a bunch of your friends on Zoom. I haven't done that yet. I'm not like, I really hate Zoom. Like, I don't hate it. Maybe that's too strong a word. I just, it's like, it's so bad for my ADD, you know, like I can't, I cannot focus, you know, maybe if it's one-on-one, I can kind of, but when there's like five or six people and we're taking turns, my brain is gone. But maybe if I was drinking, I would actually be more involved.
There you go.
What's Zoom?
Zoom. Are you testing me?
Zoom.
We'll put you on a Zoom if you're not careful, Top Cop.
Although I haven't been on Zoom yet, so you know I'm still hanging out in my bunker on the edge of the known universe. So.
Till you have to come out.
Well,
and
we can get out and mask up, and you know. I think we are like advocating people to still go out and visit their local establishments and, you know, support their establishment that meets their fancy, and then not have a bunch of people all come to one place is the issue, right?
Yeah.
No veg.
The race and the ball is the epitome of that. Everybody all in one place.
Right.
I heard there was a rumor that there might be a sculpture downtown riding around tomorrow, but I heard that it was a rumor. So
yeah,
people go
you just started it.
Town,
you just started it.
Yeah. nobody try and go see a sculpture riding around downtown tomorrow in honor of Kinetics. Well, you know, and I mean, that's legal. It's still legal in COVID times to have a Kinetic sculpture and ride it around. I don't think we've banned those yet.
No, and you can still go out to your local establishments and
wear a mask, partake
responsibly.
I just did some math, guys, and Kinetics in Port Townsend is exactly as old as I am.
1983?
Not exact. I was born in 82, but yeah, so I guess it's almost, just a little. I was a year old when your progenitor,
a year old, perfect birthday present.
I know.
A year old.
My parents should have brought me to Kinetics. Why? My parents robbed me of that great experience. But now that I live in Port Townsend, I can have it once a year, provided there's no COVID. Living the dream. Well,
yeah.
So I guess give me a sense of like what previous sculptures, like we want to talk a little bit more about the, you know, we talked about the three different elements and the fact that mediocrity is what's desired, which I think of that movie Amadeus. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where Salieri, you know, the inferior composer to Mozart at the end, he's in an insane asylum and he's just says, mediocrity's everywhere. I absolve you. And I always think about that when I hear about Kinetics being, you know, the winners are mediocrity is the winner. Maybe talk about like where that concept comes from. Does it have meaning? Does it need to have meaning? Is it a Dadaist invention?
It's to make the entrant strive for fun more than being the first one finished. I like the way Mr. Bittman puts it, the Earl of Bitt. Whoever gets least time, as we awarded here, is on the course the least. Is that really what you wanted?
Yeah, no.
That's the fastest. That's the fastest one is on the course the least, and they have the least amount of fun.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Last person off the track had the most fun, so they get a pretty good award coming in the last.
So last is actually pretty good too. Then it's that's like second place.
Yeah, let's call it that.
if they show up,
I love it. So first place is the dead middle. Second place is last, and third place is first.
Well, we offer first, second, third in engineering, artwork, and pageantry, as well as first, second, third in speed. But there also is prizes all the way up and down.
Got it.
The top prizes come. No, there actually is prize money involved, so you can write this off. Your professional kinetic sculpture races.
Wow.
Give them money.
I love it.
If we haven't.
Do you get your money?
Don't come out ahead. Don't get me wrong.
Are you guys funded by the mob, or is there another way that people supply Kinetics? How does Kinetics make money? Is it from the ball?
Mainly sustained it right at even keel. More recently, though, we've that we started doing Strange Brew, and then we're able to do more and give back to the community. Like, we gave $3,000 to the food bank this year because of, you know, the times we're in.
Wow.
And
that's great.
But it's a nonprofit that we have, the Great Port Townsend Bay Promotional Consortium. Say that back.
Say it again. I want to hear it again. I like it.
Well, that's our legal name. It's the Great Port Townsend Bay Promotional Consortium. Easy for you to say.
I love the word consortium. I just, yeah. I've always had a thing for that. Consortium,
yeah,
and hegemony.
Consortium.
You guys, could you make another one that's like a hegemony? Because I also love the word hegemony.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe it could be a consortium hegemony. never mind.
Consortium.
I'll pay for changing the name. Just let me in. Let me help.
We got all our stationery and our business cards and our letterhead.
He can join the party if he wants.
Well, if I bribe you, like, you know, that's the Kinetics way is, you know, I should be able to, but you can't bribe your way to
indeed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you can't bribe your way to victory in the actual race. At least there's that.
No, it's kind of random. Well, so, you got to be pretty mediocre too.
Yeah, and I mean that's got to be something you learn. After the musical break, I want to talk about the specific sculptures, just kind of get a sense of how strategy works in the actual race. But in the meantime, Veg, you brought us a song. Do you want to introduce it?
Oh, yeah.
I had never heard it before. I'm pretty blown away. I kind of love it. So,
I love it too. Goofing Off by Sparks. It's a song that a good friend of mine introduced me to back in the 70s. Like, we were in high school, and we used to hang out at the junior college radio station, KFJC. And, you know, we got in with a particular DJ, and my friend spun this up. This is genius. And I've loved it ever since.
Well, I think
we don't have to sing, do we?
I can leave your mic on and you can try singing if you want. That's up to you.
No, give him a nice high five rendition.
let's jump into Goofing Off by Sparks. We're talking to Veg and the Top Cop from Kinetics, postponed slightly, and we're going to learn more about what it is and maybe how to support them in this second part of our conversation. About Kinetics 2020, or should we say Kinetics 2021. The spirit's still alive, right, gentlemen? The spirit is here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I hear that spirit. Man, you be careful with that spirit. You never know. Somebody might mistake that spirit for something else. I knew it. I know it's Harpo. Is it Harpo? No, it's, what's his name? Which Marx is it? Yeah.
Which is, it is Harpo.
It's Harpo. Okay.
He's kind of more of a honga honga.
Yeah, that's a little.
Probably carries all sorts of.
That's a little more high pitched. So, Top Cop, tell me what are the cops? What are the cops in Kinetics? Why do you need cops in Kinetics? What's the deal?
It's really important. We have to help control the chaos that's going on. We try to keep it at a nice tempo. We are also out there collecting bribes for ourselves.
Nice.
And I guess that's about it.
Can you share the best bribe you've ever received, or like your top three bribes?
I don't think I could tell you what that one was over the air. chocolate's okay.
Man, Kinetics is pretty interesting. Well, it actually makes it better to not know. Chocolate's good, but nobody's giving you just money, right? Nobody's just giving you like.
No. Money is just that, just metal, piece of metal or paper or something. That's not money. You want to have something that, you know, you can eat or have fun with, something valuable, a friendship maybe,
a friendship,
like that.
And eat and have fun with it. So I'm pretty impressed with the fact that you are able to enforce the rules of the race and support the racers while still receiving bribes, and that this is all part of your sworn and solemn duties, Top Cop.
I didn't know I had to swear to that.
Did he swear to anything, Veg?
He might swear every now and then.
He's not allowed to swear on the air, okay?
I swear I won't swear.
Hey, I have to push the dump button. No swearing. No swearing oaths. No swearing allegiance. No swearing. No swearing off of anything either. Yeah.
Well, see, the Kinetic cops will write tickets for people who are not acting or behaving or having fun. We just have to straighten them out, and we ticket them. And we try to get them to start enjoying life.
So you could ticket people for not having fun, right? Not ticketing people for having fun.
Oh my God! No, of course they should be having fun, you know.
Good. And so, how do they pay these tickets?
The judge have to go. They have to go up against the judges, the Kinetic judges.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do that. So basically, they have to bribe us to not get the ticket.
Got it. Yeah, it's a beautiful system. It's a whole economy.
And just like real life.
I wish Kinetic was real life. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Would you guys like to do Kinetics year round? Would you be able to handle it if life was like that year round? That'd be like your dream.
It'd probably be better than what it is now.
Fair enough. Yep, I can't disagree with that. Well, so you, as the cops don't do anything really with the racers then. They don't have anything to do with the sculptures as much.
We do look for safety. Safety is a big, actually it gets serious now. I get very serious. Safety, we look for things that people don't get hurt on. And they're having whistles and life vests and things like that, because we don't want people to get hurt.
Gotcha.
And so that's little children running under the wheels. We don't like that. It doesn't work very good for us.
No, we don't want that. And no amount of bribes will take your mind, Top Cop, off of safety, the safety of people.
Safety is the biggest, most important thing. Yes, it is.
Well, have you ever had any sculptures that were kind of like unruly and potentially dangerous, or have they all been pretty? I mean, what's? I guess give us the rundown on the sculptures, how they work, and kind of like maybe your one of your top sculptures. I have mine. I know the one that blew my mind was Aragorn and Yuuzhan. Before I even knew who they were or what Kinetics was, my rental house in 2011, they just rolled right by and they had a schwanker going and they were cooking sausages. And I probably was like, I think I was like a month or two in town and had no idea what Kinetics was. And my mind was just kind of, it turned into gloop in my head. And I was so happy to see it. And I was really hungry too. But that was like, that's the iconic Kinetics moment for me, was seeing these two dudes barbecuing while they moved a strange contraption up my street.
Yeah. Veg, you wanted to say anything about
Well, I guess my favorite would be Dragon Ass. Dragonus, I should say, perhaps.
you could say Dragon Ass.
Four machine. We articulated four machines together, and Marilyn made this beautiful sea serpent. We took it on tour, down to California, Oregon, and here. And it was like 54 something feet long.
54 feet long?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Eight peddlers.
So there's no limit to how many people. So I guess I feel like most of the sculptures I see have like two people on them. Typically, is that true, or is that like?
No, it's all up for grabs. There's one, two. I've seen up to 12.
And yours, the Dragon Ass had eight.
Eight. Yeah.
And 54
basically
feet
had
long.
Four double machines side by side, tricycles, and four of them back to back, for a total of eight peddlers.
My God. So it sounds like fun. Is it fun riding with that many people? Like, is it easy, or is it like, you know, many hands it's making both. Light work?
It's both, actually. It took a little while to figure out some of the mechanics of how to do the water and other things, but it also came to advantage in the mud in Corvallis, push me, pull you. And I really love what Schmatty did, where he dialed in the linkage such that the rear wheels follow each other. So if you do a serpentine with the serpent, the tail of the serpent follows the whole serpentine path that the head did.
Oh, wow. And so that's like a special thing he created just for this kinetic sculpture.
Yes. Yes. It was based upon those, you know, the way a yoke is on the airport baggage carts. And then it took some dialing in, some science, you know, basically spray paint on the ground. Okay, it's off an inch. Move a little bit shorter. Okay, now it's good. Okay, make them this long. So you dialed it in.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, so there's like a level of engineering that goes into these sculptures. That's actually like, not just anybody could go ahead and make one of these, right? You'd need to have a little experience.
Sure they could.
Oh, really?
Sure they could.
Oh, cool.
I agree. You could. To actually, what we call master the course, though, you actually have to go over the terrain without getting caught, without a good enough ride, or having too many people see you cheat, you know, push up a hill, or sometimes you just think you can't even do the water. So there's all sorts of things that happen and break. Even if you have a well thought out design, it may not cooperate this year.
Is sinking pretty common when you have to go in the water? And how deep is the water that you go in?
We just go in the bay here, the Admiralty Inlet, and if you're at the ramp, so if you go in, there's all sorts of people out there, and if you sink right away, you'll get out. If you make it halfway and then start sinking, there's people that, you know, we have people that come out with boats, and, well, people on, you know, paddleboards, kayaks, and everything. There's a whole Kinetic Canavy out there to help.
Did you say Canavy?
Veg, do you remember the time someone tried to drown the
Hobart?
Yeah,
I wasn't there then. I
took pictures of that. Yes, it was a beer garden. It wasn't a sculpture. It was an official sculpture. It was the beer garden that was going out. And Jan Anderson, Mr. Green, was in charge of that, or was blamed for it. And Hobart Brown was on it, and they tried to kind of float him out into the bay with some other people and a queen, and it sank. And he couldn't swim.
Oh, no.
But luckily, he was close to the shore, and they were able to drag his body in and save him. So
his still living
body.
Wild. Wow.
That was back in the 98, I think it was, somewhere around there.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
That's when we were really wild.
Oh, so you've gotten more tame. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, we've gotten more family friendly. That's what I think we call it now.
Got it. Got it. Well, you know, I hear this from like the chili cook-off guys, right? It's like, you know, you'll see the old pictures when they were really just completely off their rockers, you know, Okies, you know, backwoods drug abusing Okies who like to make chili. And now they're kind of just like sort of respectable old community members, old. Yes, I mean that, Larry and Rick, who, you know, just like to get drunk on tequila. But they, you know, their festival has become more family friendly. So Kinetics, you're saying, has become more family friendly since, let's say, 1998, when it sounds like things were kind of flying off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, well, we still keep an element of that on the Saturday night ball where, you know, you're
21 or older.
And that's kind of the dark side of Kinetics. We don't like to talk about that too much on public radio.
Understood. Yeah, that's what happens. Is it kind of a what happens at the ball
stays
at the ball?
There, yeah, it stays there. And no pictures. We don't really allow any pictures, though some people try to take pictures, but we can't try to confiscate them.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, so that's...
At least Photoshop them.
make everybody look better.
You're right.
Oh, man, that's so funny. Well, I mean, you gotta grow and you gotta develop it, but... so like say somebody like has hearing about kinetics for the first time today, and they're like, man, I love this. I don't know if I have like the capabilities of actually building one of these things well so I don't drown, but I really would like to get involved, you know, maybe for 2021. Like how can those folks learn more and, you know, kind of join the crew and maybe get their hands dirty on some of these projects when the time comes?
Yeah, good question. For me, I started as a spectator. So you go out there, you see the spectacle, you go, wow, that looks like a lot of fun. And you're able to go up and look at all the machines and how the different machines are, because people have so many different concepts of how to engineer these machines. And then you go, oh, that'll be easy. And then you make a machine, and it turns out it's not easy the first year. But, you know, you think about it, you see what breaks, you make it better. Even if you don't want to start out with a machine, you can, you know, from a spectator, you can be a volunteer. I think the cops take a lot of people. They help on the course. They're, you know.
Yeah, we have a low standard.
Very low standard.
You actually have to jump over a low bar.
We can jump over anybody.
Oh man. Well, gentlemen,
you can come in and watch and have fun and look around and see where you would like to participate and contribute some stuff, whether it's just financial contribution or just have a lot of fun and be creative. Creativity is really high. We like to see that.
That's great. No, and I really appreciate y'all coming on and giving us the rundown on what it is, what it will be again next year. And if you have any shout outs or any communiques from Veg and the Top Cop out to our listeners, all four or five of them, now's the time to do it before I hang up on you.
Oh,
all
right. Are you going to send us the check? In the mail?
Oh yeah, the check will be addressed. Yes, yeah,
thank
it's coming.
You,
yeah, it'll be actual money.
Thank you.
I would just like to shout out Goof Off.
Goof
it's
Off.
The weekend.
All the glory.
Yeah, that's the time. That's the time.
And the bribe.
Yes, and send all bribes to paul@kptz.org. And thank you to Veg and the Top Cop, John and Rick, for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
thank you very much.
We'll have you again soon, and stay alive, stay safe, and stay mediocre.
You got it.
All right, gentlemen. Take care.